John Howard, I live in Jefferson County. I am a grain and livestock farmer and a school bus driver, local grade school, actually the grade school I attended. But and then previously to that, back in the 1980s, I worked at the World Color Press Plant, Union printing plant there in Mount Vernon until it shut down. For the last 20 years, I've been serving on the Jefferson County Farm Bureau Board, and I got with that association, I got involved or got the opportunity to interact with a lot of legislators. Going back the whole 20 years, some of them I had known previously, some of them I met. I developed quite an interest in that, working on, of course, basically ag issues, because we are Farm Bureau. Got the chance to go to Washington, D.C. a couple of times and meet with Congressman Shimkins, Congressman Boss, the senators, and Springfield numerous occasions. And I just developed an interest and really liked and enjoyed that venue, if you will. I've noticed, and along those lines, back in 2005, the Farm Bureau started a program called Adopt a Legislator, and we were one of the first counties to get involved in that. We were assigned a newly appointed state senator, who is now our Attorney General, Kwame Raoul. He had been appointed to fill the spot that Senator Obama had when he got elected to the U.S. Senate. So we went up there. We toured his district. He came down. He came to my house. He'd been to my house a couple of times. He rode our horses and did a lot of interacting. He toured our county. It was a good it's still a good program. In fact, we've got one now who was appointed to take his place when he got elected to statewide job. But that just kind of further enhanced my interest. But I guess in the last it's hard to pinpoint an exact time frame, but in the last few years, I guess it just dawned on me. I sometimes, even though we're at Farm Bureau functions and meeting with legislators adopted or local, I found myself increasingly having a hard time sometimes staying on script, because I wanted to talk other issues that weren't necessarily ag related directly, but along with that, not knowing that the opportunity or the window, if it, you could say, would ever open, but I thought, you know, this is something that I might be interested in. I think I've got a good base I can relate to. Working people, because when that factory shut down, and I grew up on a farm. I always wanted to farm. I ended up getting married at a young age, 19 years old, had a kid on the way. I needed a better job, so I took a job, or I was fortunate enough to get a job at World Color in Mount Vernon. When that shut down, my kids were 7 and 10 years old. My wife went back to school here at SIU to get her teaching degree. We were raising livestock, but things were tough. So I know what it's like to worry about providing for your family and your kids. We've been blessed with hard work and good fortune along the way. I went back to farming, which I always planned on doing, and we've come May. We will have been married 40 years, and not that I'm a success story, but I think I can relate with because during that interim, I worked with a contractor, learned quite a few carpentry skills, actually built the house I live in now, did whatever I had to do to take care of my family. So As I was mentioning, there's a lot of issues out there. We all know what they are. We all probably have different solutions or remedies, but that's fine, because the more ideas, you know, hopefully the better we get there. So when the situation arose where Senator Schimpf decided not to run, and whether you call it a domino effect or whatever, I mean, to nobody's surprise, Representative Bryant, I mean, it's only natural that she did what she did. So I'm thinking, well, I don't know if it's an opportunity or not, but I've thought about it, and I think I could do the job. I think I have some common sense, logical viewpoints that I could bring to the job. So after much deliberation, because it's a, I mean, don't get me wrong, it'd be life changing, if you will, for any of these guys. But what, you know, my wife, what are you going to do with the farm? Hold up, we'll cross these bridges as we come to them. So after consulting with family and getting their blessing, decided to move ahead.